you to Word of Life Church. We thank you, God, for all that you are, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the night. We thank you, Lord, we can come to you, Lord Jesus, in all that we do, but give you thanks and praise, for you are good. How many of you know that he's good? Come on, how many of you know that he's good and his mercy endures forever? Oh, hallelujah. We can't help but to scream it out.
I'm home. He said,
He says I am.
Say,
He's all.
Worship His holy name.
holy name. And the sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Hey, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship the holy name. Your rich and love and your slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all of your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and forevermore. Oh, oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Came back that my thyroid was extremely overactive. So I was sent to the hospital to do 2 days of testing, which came back that I had Graves' disease, is what they said. I was actually devastated because I was not expected to hear something like that. And that gave me 3 options. One, I could have surgery and have my thyroid removed and take medication the rest of my life. The other one was I could take a really, really strong medication for a year, and at that point it may or may not help, and it could also harm other parts of your body. The third option was the one they were really trying to get me to do, and that was to take radiation to kill my thyroid and to be on medication the rest of my life. So when she gave me the three choices, none of them were good for me. None of them were options that I was willing to take. They were not acceptable to me. So I went home, I cried, and got with my husband and my family. We prayed, we took communion, and we stood on the Word of God, which my two scriptures were 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5. By his stripes I was healed. I got with Pastor Joel and he laid hands on me as a point of contact to stand in agreement as my pastor to believe with me. So 6 weeks went by and I went back to the doctor. They kept saying something's got to be done. You cannot let this go untreated. It can affect other parts of your body if it's not treated. So I went back and earlier on I had asked my doctor if she would do another blood test. I just knew that I could not see my body having a disease and I couldn't see my body having something wrong with it. So I wouldn't accept it and I wanted another test to prove that because her report was saying that I had this. She had her papers that said it and I didn't accept that because I didn't see myself like that. And so I knew that if she ran another one, I truly believed that it was going to be different. And she said that she would, but that it wasn't going to do any good, nothing was going to change, that she was confident this was my diagnosis. So I went back to the doctor, and my daughter was with me, and we were in her office. They drew blood, and they were putting it through the testing, and we were waiting. And we had the praise music playing in the room. We were just talking, and I felt so comfortable and so good about her answer and what it was going to be. I just knew. When she came in and she walked in the door, I'll never forget it. She had my papers and she looked up at us and just had this big grin. And she said, "Your thyroid is normal." And then when she went on to say, "It's not only normal," she said, "It is a good reading." And she went on to say that this is a miracle from her own mouth. She said, "This is a miracle." And she said, "I cannot explain this blood work." And I said, "I can explain this blood work because I knew that Jesus had healed my body."
Amen. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Well, tonight, amen. You know, our first Wednesdays are always a time of worship. It's a time of getting before the Lord where we can kind of withdraw from our week and even withdraw from a normal service routine and just spend time in the Lord's presence, worshiping Him and receiving direction and guidance. I thoroughly believe that some of the greatest leadings you will ever receive in this life come from being in a place of corporate worship. That when you come and worship together corporately, there are just certain things God does in an atmosphere like that where He can speak to your heart some things. And so tonight, as we engage in worship, I want to encourage you to look for that, to search for that. To look for His voice and believe that He's going to speak to you. And then for others of you here this evening, we'd like to pray with you and lay hands on you like Miss Sheila was talking about in her testimony and believe to see the goodness of God manifest itself in a powerful way in your body. With our last night of healing, we saw a lot of wonderful things, something as simple as people who are dealing with acid reflux to someone with stage 4 cancer got completely healed and with no radiation or anything like that. They had stage 4 cancer one day, came back the next day, and were completely cancer-free. So with that, we serve a healing Jesus. And you know, I've been thinking about this all day, just praying and prepping my heart for the service. And we all know that sickness and disease is very real and very terrible, that it hurts the lives of many, many people. that it affects everyone who comes on this earth, whether it's a cold or a headache or allergies or sinus stuff or more serious things than that that can attack our bodies. And I thank God for the advancements we've made in technology and the medical field and in treatment. I'm very thankful for the results that can be produced by that. But I also believe that just a sickness and disease is real, that God is real. And not only is the Lord real, not only is God real, but the maker of heaven and earth, our wonderful Father, is just that, our Father. That He is not just up in heaven and withholding His love from us. That when we, His children, are not feeling well, whether it's something little or something big, He wants to fight for us. I know if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. It's one thing for you to get sick, but it's a whole nother thing when your kids get sick. And isn't it just the truth that if you could take that sickness upon your own self, that you would do it in a heartbeat? Well, Jesus bore our sicknesses. He carried our diseases because God is just like you with that. He cannot stand His children to be dealing with sickness or disease of any kind. So He bore it and He took it. And He wants to take it tonight and put His power in your body and drive out sickness and disease. He's still a healing Jesus. And as you heard from that testimony, we wanted to use not only a testimony out of the Bible, but also a testimony out of real life so that you can see it really does work. This is not just theory. This is not just hype. There's nothing spooky about it. There's nothing weird about it. It is just a loving Father taking sickness and disease from His kids the same way you would take sickness and disease for your kids if you could. And the scripture that was on my heart for tonight, it's found over in 2 Corinthians. And if on the screens, if you can pull up Mark 16 and 15, and you can just listen to me read it, or if you want to pull it up, you can in your Bibles. But on the screens, Mark 16, 15. But in my Bible, I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. Paul was writing here, and he says, "For we preach not ourselves." And I'm telling you, the day of the celebrity minister and pastor, it's over. It is done with. Paul said, "We preach not ourselves." Our goal is not to magnify us. He says, instead, "But Christ Jesus, the Lord," that's who we preach, that's who we lift up, that's whose name we're trying to make great, "and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake." And he goes on to say in verse 7, "For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And for a long time in the body of Christ, it's almost been as if you had to get around a certain person in order to receive healing, or in order to see anything that would be considered a treasure from Christ. But here Paul is saying that it's not about the earthen vessel, it's not about me lifting myself up, because I have nothing to give you but hands on your face or hands in your hands praying for you. And that's all I could do or anyone else can do in their own natural strength. But it's in these earthen vessels there is a treasure. And he says that treasure is the power of God. And tonight you're going to see different people up here praying for people. And it's not about the person. It's about the treasure that's within the person. And that treasure is the power of God. And I've got a box that I picked up on my last trip from India. I wanted a souvenir to take home and couldn't find anything that was manly. You know, it's easy to find stuff for your wife. They got scarves, they got candles, lotions, all these other types of things. And so I found this and I thought, that's perfect. I'll get it and put my pins in it. I think it's a cigar box, but it's pins that go in there. I put pins in there. With that, I found it over in India, and I bought it at this little store, little corner deal on the road there. And, I could bring it out here tonight, and you could see it's just a beat-up wooden box that's made from India. But if I put in it gold coins and put treasure in it, then I could invite you to come down here, and I could open up this pretty beat-up box, and you could take treasure out of it. And so it's not about the vessel, it's about what's in the vessel. And it's not about how the vessel looks, it's about what's in the vessel. You could have the prettiest box in the whole world, but if on the inside it's empty, it can't help you whatsoever. You could enjoy looking at it, it could be very nice to you, and you could admire it. But if you open it up and there was nothing in it, then you would leave just with an admiration for the box. And for too long, that's how ministry's been. There's been a lot of very pretty vessels and a lot of very interesting vessels that people look at and go away impressed by, man, that vessel was really, really neat. But what we want is not just pretty vessels. In fact, we may be even a little bit beat up. But if you open us up, we want you to find some treasure. And that treasure, it's not talent or ability or oratory skill. That treasure is the power of God. And so if you came down here tonight and just say there were gold coins in here, and I said, I've got treasure for you. You could stand down here, but if all you did was stand here, I still couldn't make you take the treasure. You'd have to reach in and grab the coin. And it's the same thing spiritually. Here we see in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, he told this to his disciples, Jesus did, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now notice verse 16, let's keep going. And he says, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that what? Believe. In my name they, who's they? Those that believe. Not the disciples, right? No, but those who believe what the disciples are preaching. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Verse 18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now notice this next part. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now notice the they that he's talking about are not just the 12 disciples. It's those who will believe the words of the disciples, the believers, that they will lay hands on the sick, and then the sick will recover. And all that is opening up that treasure box and saying, we're going to administer the power of God. And when it comes, just take it. Just grab a hold of it. It's not just coming down here and having someone pray for you. It's knowing there is treasure in earthen vessels. And that when hands are laid on me or people are praying for me, that that treasure is going to be given if I reach out and take it. And so with that, this is not something you do with your hand. This is something you do with your heart. You believe when you come down here, you're getting something. Just if I had a big old box up here and said, everyone tonight's getting a gold coin and just full of gold coin, well, you'd have to reach in and take it. And it's the same thing down here. The power of God can be administered to you if you'll reach out and take it. So in your heart, know that when you come down here, it's not about the earthen vessel. We can be pretty good looking boxes, don't get me wrong. But it's not about the earthen vessel. It's about the treasure that's in the vessel. It's about the power of God that's in the vessel. And so with that, don't get caught up in the vessel. Get caught up in the treasure. Come down here expecting the power of God to be administered to you. And so they're going to kick up worship again. As soon as they kick up worship, I'm going to invite the pastoral staff of the church to come up, as well as other people that I may have notified to come up. People are going to be lined up all right here to pray with you, to believe God with you. And if you need any type of healing in your life or in your body, what I'm going to ask you to do is to line up on the sides of the walls and then come down this way. And then once you're prayed for, after you're prayed for, go back up the center aisles. So to come down, you go to the sides of the walls and then come down to the altar. Once you're prayed for, you go up the center aisles, and that'll keep the traffic flow smooth. So when we start worshiping, if everyone at the start of the worship can stand up, that'll enable people to get out of the aisles easier, that kind of thing. And then if you need healing, once again, go to the sides of the walls. Now, if you're here tonight and you say, you know what, I don't need healing. Wonderful. Me neither. You're a good camp. So with this, that's a good issue to have, not needing it. But like I said, I believe God can minister to you. And that as you engage in worship, you'll provide a supply for God to speak to your heart. Things that he wants to show you and tell you. He's not withholding wisdom from any of us. He's just waiting on us to take the time to hear. But it'll also create a supply for the people who come down here for prayer. So I'm going to invite you to stand to your feet. Guys, if you can take it into worship. Pastoral staff, you guys come up. Other people who have asked to pray, come up. Doc and Barbara, why don't you guys come up and help us too? Just kind of line up.
To you, I look to you, I won't. I find my rest. we come to you, the only one who can heal. We come to you, the only one who can deliver, who can set us free. Praise your name.
How many of you know He not only loves us, but He loves you? I said He loves you. I know there may be times in your life where you feel like you may wonder or question that. Does He really love me? Someone who knows everything about you, but He still loves me. And friends, the answer is and always will be yes. So don't ever allow the enemy to tell you he doesn't. You are worthy of God's best. And your gift and calling does not have an expiration date on it. It was given to you at birth, and nothing you have ever done can take away your destiny. If you make a decision to run towards God, friend, He will always run towards you. The Lord loves you. He loves you. He believes in you. He's with you, and He will help you. Before we leave here tonight, let's just pray one more time and thank the Lord for working in the lives of all the people who came down, as well as everyone who attended the service. Father, we come before You tonight, and we just thank You, Lord, that You are the Lord God, our healer. That one of Your names, Father, in the Old Testament was Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And Father, we thank You, You are still a healer today. And You said in Your word, Lord, that when hands are laid on the sick, that the sick see a recovery in their life. And Father, I thank You, if there was anyone here tonight who needed healing, I thank You, Lord, whether they've already seen that recovery happen, or Father, that recovery is at work in their body. I thank You, Lord, that they stay in faith and see that recovery all the way through to the end, knowing that treasure from heaven has been administered to them. And I just thank You, Lord, that this service produces fruit, and that fruit remains. Bless these people, Lord. Let their heart be steadfast in their calling, in their grace, and their anointing. And Father, I just thank You, they run their race like never before. I just hear that in my heart. Run your race. Run your race. Stop looking back at the past for reasons why you can't run your race. And run your race. It is still laid out in front of you. It is still the plan of God. Don't use any excuse from your past. It doesn't fly with God. He's still saying, run your race. It is not over. It is not finished. That relationship, it's not over. It's not finished. You still have a race to run, a destiny to fulfill. And know that the difference now is you're not living life on your own, but you've got God helping you, backing you up. Because when you draw near to Him, He draws near to you. And know there's divine assistance that can help you run your race. So I hear this in my heart. Just stay faithful to God. Stay faithful to God. Keep drawing near to Him. And you'll see that grace meet you where you're at and enable you to run the race that He has set out before you. But the race has not changed. You still can run it and see all of God's best in your life. So run your race and finish your course in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You for it. Thank You for these people. Bless them, Lord. Increase them. Draw them closer to each other and closer to You. Closer to the race You have for them. We thank You, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Say this with me before you leave. Say, thank You, Lord. You're my healer. You're my source for life and all that's good. So I turn to You. I worship You. I love You. I choose You. I'm done choosing me. I choose You. Take my life. Use it for Your good.